I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 20 years ago this week, the Chinese government massacred thousands of peaceful protesters in Tiananmen Square. The bloodbath changed the life of China Aid Association's Bob Fu forever. He was among the thousands of Chinese intellectuals who were disillusioned with politics, and many turned to Jesus Christ for answers.
Hundreds of thousands of Chinese intellectuals came to know Christ right after the students' movement, and even until today, the revival continues.
Pray for Chinese Christians as they commemorate June 4th, 1989. Next, a Slovakian ministry center will soon be able to accommodate and minister to more people because of a shot in the arm. The ION Network has been using the Jack Center since 1983. In 2004, it began to renovate it to serve more people. Rody Rodehaver with ION Network says when the center's complete, these people will be able to hear the good news of Christ.
This is a building that has a lot of use and has an important impact on not just Slovakia, but that whole region. And of course, the bottom line is that it be used to share the gospel with people.
Our website has more details. And the earthquake in Peru last August left lasting marks. In Chinche, family isolation was the status quo before. Now, Food for the Hungry has met women in the community who've started a permanent soup kitchen to help their neighbors. Seeing Food for the Hungry's compassion has strengthened the faith of the people there. Many grew up hearing about God, and this experience is showing them what it means to live for God. Pray for people to grow in their relationship with Christ. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available the DVD, A Child's Voice, a One Hope production. It's a story of a young man in Ghana who was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.